The GAB offered the public the chance to use the DS-200 optical scanner at a demonstration session this week. Election specialist Ross Hine told the 40 people who assembled for the hands-on session that the goal was to help election board members decide whether to install them statewide.
Tonight is your opportunity as members of the public to play around with the equipment, to take ballots, run them through the AutoMark voting system, the DS-200 system, and see how it works and provide comments.
But most of the people who attended the session weren't interested in playing with the ballot tabulating machines. Many wore T-shirts printed by the group Citizens for Election Protection that bore the message, "Hand count all ballots." Hine was barraged with questions about the transparency and accuracy of any kind of voting machine. Sue Trace is a teacher at the Madison Area Technical College.
If they truly want us to feel secure and feel that our votes are counted, they cannot use voting machines without some way of verifying. And right now it's actually illegal for a clerk to count something to double check. Like they can run it through the machine, and once they do, they have to bag it up and seal it, and they cannot count it to make sure the machine counted accurately.
But GAB staff say tests they've run on the machine show they are accurate and reliable. Officials also pointed out that current state law requires the use of ballot counting machines in municipalities with populations over 7,500. Hand counting can only occur in the event of a mandated election recount. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.